Today's shiur is Masechta Shkalim, Daf Tes, and we're going to begin on Daf Ches Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. Yesterday we discussed the shiur revius, the measurement of a revius, because the revius is the shiur, we said, for the dalakosis, for carrying on Shabbos. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chanan, Luga Daraisa, a loig, which is actually four reviusen, Tumnoisa Atika, they used to have an old measurement called Tumnisa, Dumaraisa, that was used to measure fish oil, the Tzipayri, in Tzipayri. Om Rav Yonah says, V'chakmanela, I recall, the base Rav Yonah, in the home of Rav Yonah, have a mechilim badvash. They used to use it to measure honey. So if we know what a loig is, we'll know what a revius is, because there are four revius in a loig, so we'll divide it into quarters and we'll have a revius. Tani, we learned. Chatzi shminis tevronis hayishana, the old shminis measurement, which was used in Tveria, is a revius. Amar Rav Yochanan, so Rav Yochanan says, hadein didanhu, it actually, we use the same measurement. So ask the Gemara, if we use the exact same measurement, v'lama karolei atika, min began to have b'yomi, if it already existed in Rabbi Yochanan's time, it still existed in Rabbi Yochanan's time, so it shouldn't be called old. It's not old. It says the Gemara, is the amri, one answer is, the have is the ear of a rapsa, it was originally this small measurement. Then, they originally had this measurement. Then they made it smaller, so it wasn't a revius. And then they made it bigger again, and it was a revius. So therefore, in Rabbi Yochanan's time, it measured a revius. But there was an interval, there was an interim period where it didn't measure a revius. This, the Amri, the Azira, it actually got smaller. The Loy Azira Kamas Tahava. It didn't get smaller to what it was. In other words, there was this measurement, it got smaller, then they made it bigger, but they didn't make it bigger to a full revius. They made it only somewhat bigger, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan, if he wanted to refer to it, had to call it Datika, the old measurement. Says the Gemara, Kama v'shir shel kais, how big is a cup? If you want to have a cup and you want to know that cup contains a revius, how big is that cup? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yossi ben Pazi, Rabbi Yossi bar Bibi b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, etzpayim al etzpayim, two etzpa by two etzpa, al ruam etzpa machtsa v'shlish etzpa, by the height of one etzpa and a etzpa and a third. Says the Gemara, Rabbanan de Kisri, the Rabbanan of Kisri, Rabbi Yossi bar Bibi b'shem Shmuel, Asya the Rab Nosson, what Rab Nosson taught us that the shear is a revius goes Krab Shimon. Kamadi Rav Shimon Amab Revius. Just like Rav Shimon always says that the shear is a revius. In other words, yesterday we spoke about all different ways of measuring. The way the amount you swallow, the amount you put as an ointment. He just gives a straight shear. The shear for carrying on Shabbos is always a revius. Says the Gemara, Ken Amar Rav Nosson Revius. So too, Rav Nosson holds the shear is a revius. L'chshiyikrish. Now, a liquid is measured in a revius, because a revius is a measurement on a liquid. What is the measurement on a solid? In other words, if you congeal, if you solidify the liquid, how much will be? In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that a revius in liquid is a kezayis when it's congealed. Says the Gemara, Rav Simon b'shem Rav Shuman Levi tells us the following story. Ma'is of a pirdis Rebbe. There was a story with the mule of Rebbe. Shemes that died. Now, mule is obviously a not kosher animal. And there's a halacha that when an animal dies by itself, an animal that dies by itself is called a nevela. A nevela is tamei. The Gemara begins now a discussion, is it just the flesh, the meat of the animal that's tamei, or is also the blood of an Aveil Tamei, and if the blood of an Aveil is Tamei, the Gemara wants to know how much blood is Tamei. Says the Gemara, Maisa prepared this Rebbe Shemesa. There was a story where the mule of Rebbe died, so it's a non-kosher animal that's an Aveila. But Tiras Dama Mishum Aveila. And they said that it's not Tamei, it doesn't have a Tumas Aveila. V'shol Rebbe Leza Reb Simon. So Rebbe Leza asked Reb Simon, at Kama, what is the shear? You're saying that it's not Tamei, but is that any amount, or is it only because it was a small amount of blood? So he didn't pay attention to his question. So then he went and asked this question of Rabbi Shuben Levi, and he said, Ad Revius, if you have less than a Revius of the blood of an Aveila, Tahar, it's Tahar. However, Yoisim Revius, if you have more than a Revius of blood of an Aveila, Tame. Ubash Lebrebelezer, Rabbi Lezer was somewhat offended, Adlai Chazalei Rav Simon Shmuasa. Because what happened? First, Rabbi Lezer asked Rav Simon the question. Rav Simon didn't respond. He then asked Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. But it bothered Rabbi Lezer. Why didn't Rav Simon answer me? Rabibi Haviyasi. Says the Gemara, Rabibi was sitting. Masna Hadein Uvda. And was saying over this story. Amalei Rav Yitzhak Bakahana. And he told him, Ad Revius Tahar, until a Revius blood of an Avelis Tahar, Yoseva Khan Tomei. More than that is Tomei. Says the Gemara, he asked him this as a question, or Bate. Rabibi didn't answer him, he just spurned him. He asked him the question, and he spurned him. Amalei Rav Zig Zreika. So Rav Zreika tells him, I don't understand what's happening here. Begin the Shalach. I ask you a legitimate question at Botbi, so you ignore me, you push me away. I asked a fair, legitimate question. Amalei, so he said, you have to excuse me. Begin the Lehava Data B, because I wasn't comfortable, I was disturbed. That's why Be'itna Bay. That's why I ignored you. Dom Rav Chanan, there's a pasuk in Parshas Kisavai in the Teichacha. The pasuk says, "V'haya chayecha tluim l'cham neged," your life will hang in a balance. What is that? Zesh lekeya chitim l'shana. Somebody who buys wheat and he has the funds, he buys wheat for a year. However, he is not in a perfect financial situation because he has to rely on someone else to buy the wheat from. He doesn't have his own fields to buy the wheat from. That's one degree of the klala. Or the next level, a more serious level, is a person who's in fear day and night. Who's that? That's somebody who has to go to the store, to more like a warehouse, but he doesn't have the ability to buy stock for a whole year. He has to buy smaller amounts. So he's in a more serious situation for a number of reasons. Number one, he doesn't know if when he'll need wheat, if it will be available to him. Number two, he is subject to price fluctuation. The price could go up and down. So he is even more concerned. This is even a more significant situation. You can't even believe in your life. Somebody can only buy day by day. He doesn't have enough funds to buy stock. Every day he has to go to the bakery and buy ready-made bread. And I'm in a person that has to, that's in that situation. So since I have this situation that I have to buy bread from the bakery on a daily basis, so I'm not able to think and learning the way it's supposed to be, and that's why you have to excuse me that I didn't pay attention and didn't treat you with the respect that you deserve. The Mefarshim make a number of comments. First of all, we see here that buying bread from the bakery is something that is a klala. And that's why the Mefarshim say there's a minig that you should bake your own challah. That you shouldn't have part of that klala. That somebody should bake their own challah. The Mefarshim also make an interesting observation. On one hand, the Gemara says here that even if you have a lot, you have for a year, that's a klala. In many other places it says, oichel kima, you eat a little, or mizbarak me'mayov, and it's already considered a bracha. What's the difference? The difference is we have to look at the general financial situation. When the general financial situation is good, so you don't need a lot. Whatever you have is good. When the general financial situation, when the matzav is bad, even if you have a lot, you have a year's amount, it's not good. All the mefarshim say, v'hoye chayecha tluin cha meneged, meneged means somebody facing you. What makes it all the more disturbing is that you don't have umineged, and the next person does have. And this, I saw the mefarshim say, really helps us understand. Yesterday we learned in the shir, chachmas adam tayr panav. Somebody who learns Torah, his face shines. He's supposed to be in a great mood. Yet we see many people who learn Torah aren't always in such a great mood. But what's our Gemara teaching us? Yes, they learn Torah. Yes, Torah should put them in a great mood. But because they have this financial burden, that prevents them from being in the right Chachmas Adam Torah Panav. Ask the Gemara, Makadin, getting back to the subject at hand, what is the halacha by Dam Nevela? Says the Gemara, Hey Rabbi Yishuv ben Beseira, Al dam nevela shu tar. The dam nevela is tar. Says the Gemara, Ma tar. What does that mean? Tar malahachshav. We've learned many times that for a food to become susceptible to tumma, to makabel tumma, it has to first become exposed to moisture. But not any moisture, certain defined liquids. Says the Gemara, the dam of a nevela is not, that's what we mean that it's tar. It's not a liquid that could be machshir of food to mekabel tumah. Aval atamis, in terms of becoming tamei, it could become tamei when it's revius. Ask the Gemara, taman teninon, we learned the Mishnah Masechta Machshirin, dam hasheretz kibsaroi. We know that one of the shmona shrotzim, the eight shrotzim that the Torah identifies, when it's dead, is tamei. Says the Mishnah there, that the dam, the blood of the sheretz, has the same din like the flesh of a sheretz, that it's tamei. Umetamei, and therefore it's tama. However, it too ain't a machshir. It's not one of the liquids that is machshir food to kabel tama. Says the Braisa, says the Mishnah, I'm sorry, v'ein lanu kiyotzeba. However, there is no other food, there is no other liquid that has this characteristic that it's machshir and it's not metamei. Ask the Gemara, the way we just explained, dam nevel is the exact same thing. It's metameh, but it's not machshir. So what's, if you're right, the dam nevela is metameh, not machshir, so why is the Mishnah Masechta Machshirim say that it only applies to the blood of a sheretz? It's not true. It applies to the blood of nevela also. Answers the Gemara, shir tumasai, the shear of the blood of a sheretz is the same as the size of a sheretz that's metame. A sheretz is metame when it's the size of an adasha. The blood of a sheretz is metame kadasha. Aval, regarding dam, metame kipsari. So what the Gemara is saying is like this. As far as the blood of a nevela, the blood of a nevela and the blood of a sheretz have the same din. They both are metame. And they're both not machshir. What does the Mishnah say is unique about a sheretz? What's unique about a sheretz is that just like the basar, the flesh of a sheretz, is metamei when it has the shear of only kadasha, so too the dam of a sheretz will be metamei even when it only has the shear of a kadasha. The blood of a nevela will require a revius. And in fact, the Mefarshim say, since the dam of a sheretz and the boss of a sheretz both have the same shear and a dasha, the dam and the boss of a sheretz could combine to get the shear kadasha. I'm Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi says, actually this shayla, if the dam of nevela is matama, pligva tre meroin, is machlok is meroin. Chara matamei, and one man dam holds its tamei, the chara matamei, and one says it's tar. Man dam matamei, the one that holds its tar, holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Or man dam tar, the one that says it's tar, holds like Rabbi Yeshua ben Bsayra. That said, that's tar. Amalei Rav Duma de Menachusa. So Rav Duma de Menachusa said, "V'yos." What you just said makes a lot of sense. Rabbi Yehuda Marayna the Beinus Soyahava. He was the Paisik in the house of the Nasi. And what do we learn that in the house of the Nasi they said? That up to Ravis it's not Tameh, after Ravis it's Tameh. Makes a lot of sense, because that's the way Rabbi Yehuda always paskin, and he was their Paisik. So yesterday we learned in the Mishnah that when the person went into the Lishka to take out the coins, we were very particular that he shouldn't go in with any clothing or any way that he should come to suspicion that he carried something out. The Yisim Nekim V'Hashem Yisrov. Turn Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, Kavitz. So the Takan Chayotin says, Kavitz means somebody with long hair. La Yitroi. He shouldn't be the person to take it out. Avneich Shad. Because we're concerned that people will accuse that he hid a coin in his hair. That's where the Takal Chavitin learns. So Chaim Kanievsky asks, a Kayin is not allowed to have long hair anyway. So if what's the concern that he has long hair and he's going to hide it in his hair? He's not allowed to have long hair. So he says from here is a Raya that it doesn't have to be a Kayin that takes the Trumas Alishka. It could be Yisrael too. And he's allowed to have long hair. But the Rambam has two other Pshatim and Kavitz. One Pshat is Kavitz to somebody who is very anxious to get money. A person who's so anxious always to get money, we're going to suspect that when he's exposed to all this money, may take it. Another Pshat Kavitz is somebody whose hands are sort of deformed, that they always look like he's holding something in him. Again, so if he walks out of the room and his hands in that shape, people will not say because he's crippled. They'll say it's because he's carrying something out. Hoy mefaspesen tani, learns the Gemara. The Brisa says hagizbara hoy mefaspesen bekilkin. They used to have sometimes clothing made out of wool that had a lot of hair sticking out. So the Gemara says when somebody walked out of the room, they used to examine his clothing that he didn't hide any coins in the wool. Tani, we learned another Brisa. Medavim hayimai. They used to speak the entire time with the person in the room taking the coin. From when he walked in to when he walked out. No other, because we shouldn't come, that we should suspect that he put the coin into his mouth. Ask the Gemara if you're concerned that he's going to put his coin into the mouth. Just put water into his mouth. And therefore he can't put anything in. Or another pshat is, if he'll put something in, when he'll expel the water from his mouth when he walks out, we'll see how the coin comes out. We can't do that because of the bracha. So again, there's a number of ways of learning the Gemara. One way of learning the Gemara is that before the person takes the truma, he has to make a bracha. But if he has a mouth full of water, he can't make the bracha. What's the bracha? The bracha, like any mitzvah, makes a bracha. And you can't say that he should make the bracha outside, then fill up his mouth with water, and then go in, because there'll be a hefsik from when he makes the bracha. There'll be too long of an interval between making the bracha and taking the coin. So ask the Mefarshim, why is the bracha made when they take the Trumas Alishka? The bracha should be made when the person gives the Machzis HaShekel. So I saw three answers to that. One answer is, we said this when we started learning the Masechta. The whole point of Trumas Machzis HaShekel was that we should show that the money is not ours. The money really belongs to Hashem. If we make the bracha, it's as if we're saying it's our money we're giving. That's just the opposite of the whole concept of Machzis HaShekel. Another pshat that I saw is that the mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel is actually not completed until the end. So since it's not completed until the end, the bracha is made at the end when the Trumas Alishka is taken. Another pshat is the Gemara doesn't mean a bracha. The Gemara means they said a tefillah, that Kadosh Baruch should help. Just like Klal Yisrael were able to give a Machzis HaShekel, now they should be able to continue doing so into the future. But there's a different pshat. The Chacham Tzvi says a whole different pshat. He says the bracha is, the Gemara means with a bracha like this, we'll tell him to fill up his mouth with water. But what's going to happen? He may come to swallow that water. But he has to make a shahakel before he swallows water. And you can't make a shahakel when your mouth is full. So that's why that's not an option. The Chacham Tzvi says that pshat is difficult, because if somebody has his mouth full of water and he accidentally swallows some, they don't have to make a bracha. So that can't be pshat. Another pshat that I saw, one final pshat, is that the Gemara says, you're right, fill him up with water. Now the Gemara is asking another question. Why cause all the bother? Why don't we just, we spoke about this yesterday, why don't we just send somebody else in and help watch what he's doing? Answers the Gemara, Mepnei Abrocha. Like we said yesterday, Ein Abrocha Mitzuya El Bedovish Hasamim Min Ayin. We want there should be a Brocha on the Machzor of Shekel. If there be a lot of people standing there, there won't be a Brocha. So that option is not a viable option. Says the Gemara, Rashmu Ba Nachman B'Shem Rabbi Yonason. But Torah B'Neviim B'Ksuvim. In the Torah B'Neviim B'Ksuvim Mitzana, we find Sha'adam Tzarech Lotzos Day Abrius Kederach Shitzarech Lotzos Day Amokim. A person has to be careful what people say as much as what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. But Torah B'Neviim, how do we know Midaraisa? The pasuk we quoted in the Mishnah, the Ksiv Yisrael Nekim Hashem Yisrael, when Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven approached Moshe Rabbeinu and said that we want to get our shear in the Eivar Yarden. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, you'll have to be the one to lead the battle. Otherwise, you'll be accused that you wanted the land on the Eivar Yadim because you wanted to avoid going to war. The Pasuk discusses there in Yeshua that Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven made a Mizbeach. Now, their intention to make the Mizbeach was L'Shem Hashem. But Yeshua said, people are going to accuse you that you made the Mizbeach for Avodah Zarah. The Ksuvim Menayim, pasuk that we also mentioned yesterday, Umatzachem v'seichot Toiv bein elokim v'adam. Gamliel Zuga. Some say his name was Gamliel Zuga. Some say Zuga was because he sold scissors, and some say he was a shatchin. He made zvugim. Shol Rabbi Yosef Rabun. Eizam mechuvish v'klum. Which pasuk is the clearest of all of them? Am Levi Yisim Nekim Hashem Yisrael. So Mefarshim discussed a lot. It's very rare we find in the Gemara where the Gemara quotes a number of psukim, and then the Gemara says, which is the best? What do you mean, which is the best? So I saw a number of truths. One teretz is, the pasuk v'yisim nekim Hashem Yisrael teaches us like this. For yisim nekim, the person knows he's innocent. Says the Gemara, it's not enough that you know it's innocent. Hashem Yisrael also have to know. Another teretz is that the pasuk v'yisim nekim Hashem Yisrael is talking about ben adam l'chaveroi, that the people will accuse them that they didn't want to go to war. That's ben adam l'chaveroi issue. The other pesukim are talking ben adam l'makon. The pasuk is saying not only in a ben adam l'makon situation do you have to be careful, but even ben adam l'chaveroi you have to be careful that you shouldn't be accused. Another pshat that I saw is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that the intention of the Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven was good, that their intention wasn't to avoid going to war. Tells us the pasuk, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, that's not enough. Yisrael also have to know. And the fourth teretz that I saw to this question, V'yisim Nekim Hashem Yisrael, is that it's not just to be clean in what people see. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going on in our hearts. Just like you have to be so perfect that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going on in your heart, knows that you're being honest, you have to be so perfect in your relationship with other people. The Ravid has a very interesting girsa. The Ravid's girsa in the Gemara is Eizah HaMechomesh B'Kulam. So the Chassam Sofer explains, there are so many mitzvahs in the Torah, says the Chassam Sofer. Which is the hardest mitzvah in the Torah to fulfill? The Yisim Nekim Hashem Yisrael. It's the hardest mitzvah to fulfill. But we have to say the other side of the coin. The Chassam Sofer says, he quotes the Sefer Chassidim, that sometimes, even though there's an inyan of Yisim Nekim Hashem Yisrael, you have to go the other way. Let's say somebody's a gabbai, and he's in charge of tzedakah. And there's a person who never needs tzedakah, but people should know about it. So he gives them quietly. And now people say, what happened to the money? Doesn't make a difference. If it's at the expense of embarrassing another Jew, certainly it should not be done. In fact, Ramosha says that the Yisim Nekim Hashem Yisrael, it's not enough. Let's say I do something that people could suspect that I did the wrong thing. So I'll take two witnesses, and I'll explain to them what I'm doing. He says that's not good enough. The Yisim Nekim Hashem Yisrael means that everybody who sees and thinks what I'm doing should know that, should not come to suspect that I'm doing the wrong thing. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Chayshim Mishpat, that let's say somebody went to Din Torah. So normally a Din Torah doesn't have to explain themselves. The halacha, they'd say, this is it. But if the Beis Din sees that one of the litigants are upset, and they're going to start suspecting the Beis Din that the Beis Din wasn't honest, then the Beis Din should go and explain what they did. The Rama disagrees. The Rama says that if the people came on their own volition to this Beis Din, they don't have to. But again, it's the hottest mitzvah. Says the Mishnah. Shabbos Rabbi Gamliel, in Rabbi Gamliel's family, when they went to give their shekel, they made sure that the coin should be by their fingers, on the fingers of Zarklafne Tyrim. They would throw it in front of the person who was taking the coins from the room. The Tyrim is Gavin Vidaichful Techakupa. They wanted to make sure, as we'll see in the Gemara, that their coin should actually be used. It shouldn't become a coin that's just left over, something we'll talk about tomorrow, in the Shiori Halishka. So the way they made sure is that they made sure that their coin ended up in the pile of coins that was taken out. Says the Mishnah, ain't a term tirem, the person doesn't begin taking the coins, achu oimelahem, until he asks from the people, etroim, should I take it? Fehen oimelah, troim, they tell him, troim, shows pamim. So why do they have to go through this process? Number pshat. One pshat I saw is that since, as we've been learning, we wanted to make sure that nobody should suspect him, so he lets everybody know, I'm going in, you can watch me. Another pshat is that a mitzvah should be done by rabbim. So he announces he's doing it. Another pshat is, a mitzvah should never be done without permission. You need permission. And another pshat is that a mitzvah should always be done with proper preparation. So he says, I'm going to do a mitzvah. L'shem yichud, I'm going to do a mitzvah. But there is a question, how did this work? Machlokes. Some say he asked once and he was answered three times. And others say he asked once, he was responded to. He asked again, he was responded to. He asked again and he was responded to. Says the Mishnah. And there's actually two ways of learning this Mishnah. There's the Batanura's way and the Rambam's way. Says the Mishnah. Sholosh pam tarm. So the Batanura says, as we've learned, three times a year that he go in to take the truma. That everybody agrees. Batanura says, Tarmas Rishayna. He takes out from each box. He takes out from the first box. V'chiba b'katav laws. And then he covers it up. Because whatever is left in the box becomes Shari Alishka. Hashniya. Then you do it with the second box. V'chiba. And you cover it up. B'katav laws with a leather piece of leather material. Hashlishis lo yimchapa. The last time of the year, you didn't cover up all the boxes because you're not going to be doing truma again. That's how the Rambam. That's how the Batanura learns. The Rambam learns. We always want one box should be get a turn to be the first box you take from. How will I know? So I cover the first box. I cover the second box. I leave the third box open. So the next time when I come, I'll know to start with the third box. Why did they cover it? So again, according to the Batanur, that you shouldn't take from the box what's on bottom, because that's the Shiur Lishka. According to the Rambam, that you shouldn't take off, you should start from a different box, not always start from the same box. Tarim is a shayna. The first time they take the truma, we learned about this at the beginning of the Masech, that they made an announcement. They're doing it for the people in Eretz Yisrael. Really, they did it for everybody, we said, but they're making the announcement. The shniya, the second time before shnivuas, they did it l'shem krachem mekafim lo, for the people in the cities that are not that close. The shlish l'shem bavel l'shem mada l'shem dinis rochaytus, for Jews in the diaspora. Says the Gemara, Shabbos Rabbi Gamliel. Says the Gemara, Gamliel was so desperate that they should use his coin, the people. Ask the Gemara, Ilo Yishnei Kroim. Let's say we have the din of Truma. Let's say I have two baskets of produce. V'tar me'ech me'el chaveroi. And I take Truma from one and the other. Shema loib t'tah chaveroi. Is that not acceptable? Of course it's acceptable. So ask the Gemara, here too. Yes, we're not necessarily taking from my box. What's the difference if I'm not taking from my box? From my coin. Doesn't make a difference. Answers the Gemara, Hanachas Ruach Lehem. They had a special gishmak. They had a special want that their coin should be used. Shleikarv miskarv el mishan tchila. But the Mefarshim point out. Number one, they point out, you see what Gamliel did. To what great degree he went. He sorted, there's no chiv to do it. He just like a hidden mitzvah. How far they went out of the way to have a hidden mitzvah accomplished. But they had to do it this way. They could have maybe just told the person doing it, have me in mind, make sure that my coin is used. That you're not allowed to do. because the person who's taking the Trumas Alishka has to treat everybody, even the people from Gamliel, who was the Nasi, the same way. So if they wanted their coin to be used, they had to take care of it themselves. The person had to be fair to everybody. Says the Gemara, Tani, we learned in a Braisa, Shamnes Tevlos, when these leather pieces of material were removed, Nasin Kulam Shirayim. So what's left is Shirayim Lishka. Tani, we learned in a Braisa, Shlishis, the coins that came the last, he also Shura Shvikum, it had the wealthiest coins. Why? Sheva Shayba Istriyah Shazav Vedachani Shazav. As we learned earlier in the Masechta, the people that live far away from Eretz Yisrael, in order to make it easier to transport the coins, they used to transfer the silver coins into gold. So the people that their coins were last had the gold coins. So Mefarshim asked, what's the difference if it's a gold coin or a silver coin? It has the same value. So that's what all the Mefarshim explained. It's not that the coins were gold. How did they transport them? They transported them in like golden boxes. So besides that you had the coins, you also had gold boxes. That's why it was most valuable. Tani, Tarmus Roshan L'Shem Etz Yisrael, like we learned in Mishnah, the first time he takes the Trumas for the people in Etz Yisrael, L'Shem Kol Yisrael, for all Jews. Like we explained, he only said Etz Yisrael, but he meant everybody. Shnei, the second time, L'Shem Kruam, Chema Mekofim, L'Shem Kol Yisrael, V'Shlish, L'Shem Bavel Amadei, L'Shem Medina Sarachaykes, L'Shem Kol Yisrael. Tani, Notlum Roshayna, so now, as we learned, they take three boxes out. So what do you do with the three boxes that were taken? Says the Gemara, first you take from the first box. However, says the Gemara, Api Sheyesh Brishayna, you don't wait for the entire first box to completely be empty. When you see that the first box is emptying out, Noitel Meneshniya, then you already begin taking from the second. Why do you do this? Because it's unbecoming to the Beis HaMikdash that you went down to the last penny. Noitel Meneshniya, then you start taking from the second box. However, Api Sheyesh Brishayna, even if there's some left in the second box, but it's emptying out, Noitel Meneshniya, you go to the third box. Shlomo, Shlish is when you go to the third box, Choyza Lishni, then you go back to the second box. Shalom Lishniya, then when you finish the second box, Choyza Lishoyna. Shalom Lishoshta, let's say you took out from all three boxes, you used up all the money. Let's say animals are very expensive. Choyza Lishoyna. So the Tanakham says, you can't go back and use the coins that were left inside, because that's Shiori Halishka. And the Shirayim cannot be used for Kabbonis Tzibra. Ramei disagrees. Ramei I'm a choiz l'shrayim. You could go back to the coins that were left over. Why? Shahay Ramei I'm Ramei l'shrayim. That the shrayim can be used for the coins. Since they could be used for the coins, Shemi Starchlem b'psayif. So that's exactly what happens here. If the coins in the boxes that you remove from the room are all used up, and it's still before the next time that you're going to take coins out, you could take the coins that are left. Says the Gemara. And this is Gemara that's mentioned in Masechta Avodah Zarah, Masechta Saita, and actually the whole Sefer Mesilas Yesharim is based on this Gemara. How does it come into this Gemara? So Mefarshim explain. First of all, we learned early in this year that a person has to be so careful what he does. V'yisim nekim Hashem Yisrael. So Gemara is going to teach us now a Braisa how a person could attain the level of acting properly. Moreover, Ramei just said you have to be careful with the money that you have in the box. You may have to use it. A person always has to keep in mind what's going to be at the end. So how do you get to the end? So the Gemara gives us a roadmap. Zrizis. A person who's always zoris, he's careful not to do an aveira, maybe l'day nekiyus. He'll end up not doing an aveira. The way not to do an aveira is just not just to hope you don't do an aveira. You have to be careful not to do an aveira. Nekiyus, when a person acts that way, that he's careful not to do averus, mivil de tahara, he will become a tardiger person. There's a pshat in the Chassidish Sfarim, I'm not saying it, anybody could take it or leave it. Zrizis, if somebody gets up early in the morning, mivil de nekiyus, he has time to go to the mikvah. Nekiyus, if you go to the mikvah, mivil de tahara, he has tahara. Tahara, person has tahara, mivil de kedusha, to come to kedusha. But here it means the person that comes to Pashup Shana Gemara is a person who's tar, who doesn't do Aveira, he is a person that his heart and his mind will not come to have the wrong thoughts because he's acting properly. Kedusha, somebody who's Kedusha maybe a day another will be humble. Why will he be humble? First of all, he'll realize how little he is next to God, how little he is next to what he's supposed to do, and really how little he is next to some other people. Somebody who realizes that, maybe the idea is chayt. When a person realizes how little he is, he's scared to do an aveira. Now, first of all, yir is chayt doesn't mean that he's worried about the oynish, the punishment for an aveira. He's worried that he doesn't want to do the wrong thing. Who am I? I'm so little next to God. How could I go against what God wants? Yir is chayt, mevila de chassidus. So the person's always going to want to do more. What does chassidus mean? Lefnim mishur sadin. He does more than he's expected, more than the Torah says, because he's trying to chaperai, he's trying to do what he's supposed to. Chassidus mevila de ruach hakodesh. A person who acts this way will attain ruach hakodesh. Ruach hakodesh mevila de tchias meisim. It's like Mefarshim explained, not that he'll have tchias meisim. Everybody's going to have tchias meisim. He will attain such a great level that he will be able to be mechay meisim, to resurrect the dead. And ultimately, when this tchias meisim, as we'll see soon, the day Eliyahu Zoch L'Toiv will have Mashiach. And the Gemara points this out, that these concepts actually could be seen in Pesukim. Tchias meisim mevil day, zrizis mevil day in the kias. How do we know that zrizis brings to cleanliness? The ksev v'chila mechaper. V'chila means that the kohen quickly finished his job, zrizis, and that's why mechaper, he was able to do, have a kapara. Nikias mevil day tahara. A person who's clean will have tahara. The ksev v'chipa la kohen. When the kohen has this kapara v'tahara, he'll be tar. Tahara de mev kedusha, because it says in pasuk v'tirai tahara. What comes after tahara? The kitcher will be kaddish. Kedusha mevil day anova. How do we know kedusha brings another? The ksiv, it says a pasuk, Kikai Omar, Ram v'nisa, Shaychanad, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'kadosh Shemoy, Mar v'kadosh, who's so great, Eshkin, the stack of Shvar Ruach, with whom will I be? A stack of Shvar Ruach, the person who keeps himself humble. Anova, the person who acts humble, mevel dei cher eschait, becomes skit of Ravera, he has Yerushmaim. The ksiv, Ekev Anova, what is the product of Anova? Yiras Hashem. After Anova comes Yiras Hashem. Yiras Chait, Mivil De Chesidus, the Ksiv, the Chesed Hashem, Me Oilam Var Oilam, where is the Chesidus? Al Yireyov, on the people who fear him. Chesidus Mivil De Ruach HaKodesh, the Ksiv, Oz Dibart B'chazoin, who does the Kodesh Baruch Hu speak to? Who has Ruach HaKodesh? L'chassidecho, the people who are Chesidim, that act with Nimashur Sadim. Ruach HaKodesh Mevel Dei Tchis Meisim V'nusat the Ksiv V'nusati Ruchi Bechem. The person who has Ruach HaKodesh Tchisim, he has the ability to do Tchis Meisim. Tchis Meisim Mevil Dei Eliyahu Tzuch L'Toiv. When there's going to be Tchis Meisim, we'll have Eliyahu the Ksiv Hinei Noche Shalech Lechem Es Eliyahu Anovi Lifnei Bo Yoyim Hashem HaGodol V'Anoyim. Says the Gemara. So Mepharshim explain, we spoke about Remeir earlier, and again we're speaking here, what are the products? What is the follow-up from acting properly? Tanam B'Shem Rameya. Call me Shekavua Be'etz Yisrael. Somebody who's in Etz Yisrael. So I saw a tshuva from the Klozim Gereba. It doesn't say, call me Hador Be'etz Yisrael. Somebody who lives in Etz Yisrael. Living in Etz Yisrael is very special. It has to be Kavua. Kavua means that you have to establish yourself in Etz Yisrael. You have to recognize what Etz Yisrael is all about. Kavua! It should be important to you. You should recognize what Etz Yisrael is all about. Umedabe b'loshan kodesh, and he speaks loshan kodesh. So Mefarshim say, the dar haflaga that made the terrible sin that they built the tower. Why did they have the ability even to begin that terrible project? Because they spoke loshan kodesh. But the Chasam Sofer says, so if speaking loshan kodesh is so great, why has it come out in disuse? Especially in his times, because people spoke in Lashon Kodesh the wrong things. You have to treat Lashon Kodesh with respect. If you can say the wrong things in Lashon Kodesh, don't speak it. V'oichel peres b'tahara. He's careful to be makbid on tahara. They should remain tahara. V'koyer krishma b'baik b'baik erev. He is makadish. He sanctifies his mouth, that he uses his mouth to learning Torah, to saying Krishna, Yivmevusar, he should know, Sheben Oilam Habahu, he will end up in Ben Oilam Habahu. Hanalah Parapishlash Prakam, Hanalah Parapishlash Prakam, Hanalah Parapishlash Prakam.